Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belzac.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belzac, and today I want to share a little bit of a personal story that's about overcoming the limiting beliefs that other people place on us and overcoming some of these societal definitions for success. Because at the end of the day, you truly determine your value and you truly determine the opportunities that you deserve. So if we rewind back to March of 2011, I was in college and midterm grades were just released. My transcript at the time said that I had an F in English lit at midterms. So if I kept that up, if I kept that trajectory going through the end of the semester, that would have been the third class that I'd failed in 18 months. So I did what most students do when they're failing a class. I sent an email to my professor and I asked him to meet up to see what I could do. You know, how could I improve this situation? So I go to his office. I'm not really looking forward to this. And his advice didn't really help. So he initially told me that I should probably drop the class. He said that my writing was, you know, basically awful and that I had no idea how to communicate ideas or tell a story. And basically, you know, if I was ever, you know, considering English or writing as a profession, that I should probably give up on that dream and go do something else. And I think about that conversation a lot because those words gave me motivation. I ended up turning them into fuel. And over the past, you know, 7 years or so, a lot has changed, right? So since then, my writing has been featured in places like Forbes and Business Insider and Fast Company and Inc. and the USA Today and more. It's also seen over 250 million views across platforms. And we've created this community of 700,000 plus job seekers at Cultivated Culture who are all doing amazing things. And all of that has happened because of the writing that I've done. And none of this would exist. I wouldn't be recording this episode. You wouldn't be listening to it. My brand, Cultivated Culture, and, you know, the whole audience and community that we've built, none of this would exist if I didn't overcome that advice, if you could call it advice, and just start writing anyways. And I think this is such an important lesson because I know other people have struggled with this exact same experience where we're told when we're young, you know, we're asked when we're young, what do you want to be when you grow up? And we can say anything when we're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, right? You know, I want to be an astronaut or I want to be an NFL quarterback or I want to be a writer. And everybody's cheering us on, right? But then as we grow older, that question persists, but the scope of acceptable answers narrows. And all of a sudden, you know, if you want to be an NFL quarterback, you're told to be more realistic. Or if you want to be a writer, you're told that you can never make any money doing that. And the problem is when we listen to these other people, what we tend to do is internalize, especially when they're figures of authority, right? When they're teachers or parents or people who are, you know, quote, more experienced than us or quote, more successful than us, which is, you know, kind of unfair when we're younger and these people have been working because just by definition, they're probably going to be, you know, quote, more successful. But with that said, these people, they tend to project their limiting beliefs onto us, right? So one thing I hate as an entrepreneur is when somebody has an idea and then somebody else says, oh, you know, somebody else has already done that. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, right? Because, you know, Apple wasn't the first to create a computer. And they also weren't the first to create a phone. And there are over 250 different models of cars in the US today. And Tesla didn't stop just because, you know, there were cars that had already existed, right? The worst thing is that people take their limiting beliefs and they project them onto other people. And so just because this professor was, you know, his whole experience was in a specific style of writing and it was very traditional and it was about analyzing literature, right? He thought that I could not write in a way that would be effective. But now it turns out that the way that I write is actually almost more effective for my purposes than anything he would have taught me. But he wasn't able to see that because he was viewing it from his perspective. So this is one of the most frustrating things, especially for younger people, when you want to do something and you believe in something and other people around you, especially other people of authority, tell you that you can't or that you shouldn't for X, Y, and Z reasons, where those reasons are really coming from their own limiting beliefs. So why am I telling you this story? It's not to brag about being featured in these publications or to talk about the views that I've gotten or whatever it is. The reason I'm telling you this story is because you can really do anything that you want to do. Your grades don't define you. Whether you had good grades or bad grades, those are not defining your career. And the people who tell you what you can or cannot do are also not defining your career. At the end of the day, you are the one who gets to define your value in your career. And you are the one who is creating the opportunities for yourself. And that can seem scary for sure, but it can also be really, really empowering once you start to embrace it. So what I want you to do is think about that thing that you want so badly. And I want you to take one step closer to it today. I want you to think about that one little step that you can take. And I want you to make today the day that you actually do it instead of thinking about that idea for the 10th or the 100th or the 1000th time. And then letting all those other people's, their limiting beliefs and the things that they tell you seep in and stop you from doing it. So if you want to be a musician, go open up that piece of software and go watch one YouTube video about it. If you want to be a writer, go write one paragraph or two paragraphs, right? If you want to start a podcast, pull out the recording equipment and just record something off the cuff. It doesn't have to be amazing. If you want to be a photographer, go out and snap some pictures, but take that one first step today. And then take the next tomorrow and the next after that. And don't let other people define where you're going or what you want to do. If you want to do something, if you're passionate about something, you are the only one who gets to define that. You don't need anybody else's approval. So that's it for today. It's short and it's sweet, but I hope that that sticks with you. And I hope that the story I told gives you a little bit of encouragement in the sense that it doesn't matter what these other people say. If you really want to do it, you can get out there and make it happen for yourself. And if this did resonate with you, if you can think of a specific example or a specific person who has pushed their limiting beliefs onto you, I'd love to hear that story. Please tell me how other people have pushed their limiting beliefs on you and what that next step is for you, what that first step you're going to take is. I can't wait to hear, and I'm so excited to see you in the next episode of the podcast.